Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn to Galatians, the third chapter. Galatians 3. We've been ministering for a few weeks now on the subject of being redeemed from the curse of the law. And we're getting pretty happy about it. Right? And it is something to be happy about. This being redeemed from the curse of the law. So let's read our text. We'll review a bit and then go on further tonight. Galatians chapter 3. The scripture tells us in verse 7. It says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." That's us. The faith bunch. Let people make fun of faith if they will, but it just shows their ignorance of the word. Because, I mean, every time you turn around in the scriptures, talking about faith. We're of faith. And we're not ashamed of it at all. And verse 9 says, "So then, they which be of faith are blessed." They're what?
Blessed
with faithful Abraham. Are you of faith? Then are you what else?
Blessed
with faithful Abraham. How many would agree that Abraham, as he lived on the earth, was a blessed man? What did his blessing include? Family, right? They got the desire of their heart. Protection, they were protected so many times, right? Healed, they were healed and kept. Lived a long, full life, right? To a great age and rich. Let's don't forget that. Right? Was he rich? Oh, he was so rich that he and Lot couldn't dwell in the same counties. That's right. They had too much stuff. Too many cows and goats and too many sheep and camels and donkeys. I mean, he had all his employees and he had all his stuff. And the Bible very specifically says that he had all that stuff because of the blessing of the Lord. Does the blessing include all these things?
Yes.
Now, the blessing that's on us is not a different blessing from what was on him or a different kind in the New Testament. It's the same blessing that was on him. The blesser hasn't changed and the blessing hasn't changed. Everybody said out loud, Abraham's blessing.
Is mine.
Now, the Amplified says it like this. It said, those who are people of faith are blessed and made happy and favored by God. Now, verse 10 says, all who depend on the law, this is Amplified, are under a curse and doomed to disappointment and destruction. Now, you see part of the definitions of curse here. What's one of the definitions of curse? Doomed. Here he says, doomed to disappointment. Then it says, and destruction. What is being cursed? Doomed. Here it says, to disappointment. Always being disappointed is a curse. Because if you're blessed, 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 you're not going to be disappointed. He said, for it is written in the scriptures, cursed. And then the Amplified gives the definition of cursed. Accursed, devoted to destruction, and doomed to eternal punishment. So let me go over it again. Cursed means that one is damned, or doomed, or dedicated, or assigned to destruction. And that's what we are not. Thank God. Now, he goes on to say, in verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Man, that's something to shout about all night long. Not in the process of doing it. Not one of these days is going to do it. Christ, the anointed one, has already hath redeemed, both of those past tense, hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Well, when did he do it? If it's already happened, when did he do that? Next phrase tells you, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. When did he do it? When he hung on the cross. He became a cursed in our place. And in doing so, it was not because he had ever done anything wrong. He did not deserve to be damned or doomed or punished. He did not commit any sin. Well, then why is he being cursed? In our place. In our stead. And in doing that, he bought us back from under the punishment for breaking God's law. He redeemed us from the curse. Glory to God. Verse 14, that's not all. It's not even a period there. That what? He was cursed in order that the blessing of Abraham. That's the third time we've heard about this in the last four verses or so. About this blessing, this blessing, this blessing. Then why do so many people, Christians now, talking about trying to get rid of curses? If one of our biggest concern would be trying to strip all the curses off of us and off of all our previous generations, then why don't we see half the New Testament about it? Why don't we see half of Galatians giving us instructions how to one by one peel off these layers of curses? You don't see that. What do you see? You're blessed. You're blessed. You're the seed of Abraham, and by faith you're blessed. The blessing of Abraham is yours. Blessed. Blessed. What about the curse? You've been redeemed from the curse. So that the blessing. The blessing. Everybody say the blessing. Christians should quit talking about cursing. They should quit talking about any kind of curse. And start talking about the blessing. Get the curse out of your mouth. Any kind of curse. Get it out of your mouth and off of your mind. What do you put in your mouth? Blessing. 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 You get up in the morning, what do? You bless your God, and you bless your bed, and you bless your house, and you bless your birds out in your tree. Right? Blessed. Blessed. You don't curse any of it. Right? You don't damn any of it or doom any of it. Right? Something doesn't go right, all the more reason to bless it. You pinch your finger working on your car, you don't throw down your tools and cuss. That's being dumb. It is being really dumb and shallow. It is. Because, if you're having a difficulty, do you want it to get worse?
No.
Well, then a smart person is not going to curse and damn stuff. What are they going to do?
Bless.
They're going to bless it. You go, you blessed car. You're a blessed lawnmower. Did you hear me? I said you're blessed. You will work right for me as long as I need you. I said, you're blessed. Right? If it don't work right, you go, well, you blessed machine. Put your words on it. Right? This is not just, something to laugh about. These are spiritual principles and they work. There's a reason why it's so popular to cuss. The enemy is trying to train all of our kids and youth to cuss by trying to make it cool to damn stuff and curse. Why? It's not because just cussing's a bad thing, morally. No, it's much more than that. It's spiritual principle. He wants you to be dooming and damning stuff all around you because it gives him an open door to mess it up and destroy it. But when you bless, it gives God an open door to sustain and keep. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And he did, and we have, and we are. Right? We are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we are blessed with the blessing of Abraham, and we have received the promise of the Spirit through faith. We're living in this right now. Let's purpose to live in the fullness of it. Now, go with me back to Deuteronomy 28. We left off last week examining exactly in detail what we've been redeemed from. Because it's one thing to holler, I'm redeemed from the curse, but if you don't have a clue what the curse of the law is, then you don't know what you've been redeemed from. And the enemy thrives off of darkness and ignorance. And if you don't know you've been redeemed from it, you might put up with it and yield to it in your ignorance. But we've been finding out we've been redeemed from some nasty stuff. Like the botch and the itch and the scab and the emeralds. Aren't you glad? You've been redeemed. We've been redeemed from all these things because they are specifically listed in the curse of the law. And it's very clear that according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So if we can find it in the curse of the law, that's good news.
Amen.
Right? Means we don't ever have to have it. So let's go on tonight. We'll review a little bit, but let's go on in Deuteronomy 28. We see, verse 1, he said it'll come to pass that if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now let's just stop right here. Before he starts reading all these good things, there is a two-letter word that he starts off with. I-F. If. Now let's summarize that. If what? Now he said if you keep his statutes, if you keep his commandments. Now we know from the New Testament that all the law is fulfilled in the New Testament command to love one another as he loves us. And 1 John tells us that his commandments are not grievous, and describes that we are to believe on him whom the Father sent and to love one another. Sums it all up. But you could just say it like this. Because every day there are details and things to deal with. How do you fulfill the if here? How do you qualify to walk in the fullness of the blessing? If you do what he tells you to do. It's no more difficult than that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Redeemed from an Unsound Mind, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004F. That's R-1004F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.